Ban on protection of privacy in America has been brushed aside so that Google can do business in China. The company's announced plans to set up business in the country and will censor search results. Free speech campaigners claim the web portal is helping the Chinese authorities control information on the internet. A senior policy counsel at Google, Andrew McLaughlin, has told the BBC it's not been an easy decision.
This is not an endorsement of any set of policies or any particular government. What we're doing is trying to provide greater access to more information to people in China, and to do it in a way that gives Chinese users disclosure so that they know when things have been taken out of the Google search engine.
Well, Google isn't alone in its decision to obey China's restrictions on the internet. Rivals like Yahoo and Microsoft's MSN are already operating in the country under the same tight regime. Brian Glick, the editor of Computing Magazine, believes Google could not continue to stay out of this lucrative market.
A recent survey suggested that China has now become the second most populous internet nation in the world. An estimate of around about 120 million people using the internet now in China, and that's a figure that's grown by about 20 million in the last year. China is growing at a much faster rate than the United States, currently the biggest user of the internet, and plenty of people are predicting that certainly in 10 years' time, maybe even quicker, China's going to be the biggest internet user in the world. From a purely commercial perspective, Google needs to have a part of that market.
Of course, the company has prided itself for years, since it was founded in the late 90s, of this ethos of being different and not giving in to authority. And yet here, the company goes into China and follows the lead of the likes of MSN, Microsoft or Yahoo, restricting access to some key words, politically sensitive ones.
The reality of the Chinese market is that that level of control is still there, regardless of what any of us might think of the moral rights or wrongs of that. Google's now a publicly quoted company. It has shareholders that it expects it to make decisions that will allow the company to grow and become more profitable. A lot of people who see the internet as the bastion of freedom of speech are going to be unhappy about Google's decision. But Google legally has to listen to shareholders who would be very unhappy if it wasn't looking to make the most of the opportunity that China presents.
Critics of Google and its unusual guise, offbeat way of running a business are going to say, hang on a moment, recently you've been fighting the US government over a court order making you give up records on people who've been using your search engine. Here you are fighting the US government, and on the other hand, keeping in with the Chinese government.
It's a mix of commercial pragmatism and Google's own aims, really. I'm sure Google would argue that it's much better to be fighting the system from within than shouting from without and not being heard.
Now, of course, I suppose the likes of Yahoo and MSN, Microsoft have had it their own way in China for a while. Now Google's coming. Do you think they're going to worry?
I'm sure they would have quite liked it if Google hadn't come in quite so strongly. I expect they will react in the same way as they have in any other markets. Being established there already, they have an understanding of the market. They have a base of people who use them as their search engine of choice already. And I'm sure they'll be doing whatever they can to hang on to that.
Brian Glick from